A 10-year management plan for marine turtles and dugong along the Kimberley coast has been drawn up by the region's coastal Indigenous ranger groups and parks departments. It combines traditional knowledge and research with Western science to better monitor and protect the species and their habitats. And it includes work like satellite tracking and DNA samples. The plan was tabled at an annual three-day forum, the Kimberley Indigenous Saltwater Advisory Group. Warora man Edmund Jungine is with the Dambimangari Rangers, and Gambara man Ildefonse Chainmora is a Wunnable Gambara Ranger from Kalumburu. Edmund started by explaining how the ranger group's expertise helps marine scientists.
I'm sort of working alongside Parks and Wildlife. We've got a marine park on our coast now, so we're in partnership with them, and we do all sorts of work, and one of those work is working with turtles on Montgomery Reef, and yeah, just basically tagging them, taking DNA and putting sat tags on them and keeping an eye on their journey on where they're migrating and stuff like that.
How do you catch a turtle to put a tag on it, Eamon?
Fort Montgomery is pretty much a big reef, you know, and you got to go on that right tide, like the neap tides when as it's coming in. So at the halfway point from empty to full is kind of the right spot, and then because of the turtle is just there feeding, and you can just walk up at ankle deep water and just pick them up.
You just pick them up?
Pick them up while they're feeding. The water's only like shin deep or knee deep or something like that.
You got to be strong.
You got to be strong to... You need two person or something to lift them up onto the dinghies and stuff.
Now, Ildefonse, tell me about the ranger work that you do on the coast.
Oh, we just go out mainly on the boat and the airplane. We go out and count all the turtles on the reef and the seagrass area, mainly on the bays.
Are the turtle populations looking healthy in your area?
Yes, they're looking healthy. But some species, they're less.
What ones are the ones that are endangered or at risk?
Oh, it's mainly the hawksbill we don't see mostly now. Yeah, just only the green turtles.
What do you do when you see a hawksbill turtle, Ildi?
Oh, we just let it go. Oh, I can't even survey, you know, but yeah, we don't need that one.
Edmund, is there also some research on genetic testing of turtles as well happening?
Yeah, I think they the real target they're trying to do now is trying to see how old and the health of the turtle, if it's healthy or it's getting sick. Like when we get turtle, we try to get like more than 10 or something, and then we compare the DNA, and if they're all sick, then there must be something wrong in that part of their foraging ground, or if they're healthy enough. But yeah, that's good news for us.
Yeah, you can learn a lot.
Yeah.
And the tagging process, what have you found has been valuable about that work for knowing about turtle movement?
I think it's just a recording for the scientists. Like, say if we tag them here at Montgomery, here in Western Australia, in the Kimberleys, and then someone over east, like in Queensland or Northern Territory, gets that same turtle and looks at the tag, they could record that tag number and then send it back to whoever, to the expert down in Perth, and then they can let us know how far that turtle travelled.
It's and amazing, isn't it?
When did it get caught over there, and then when did it get tagged over here, you know?
What do you love about your job with the ranger group, Ildi?
Oh, it's mainly getting access to country and being out there, seeing the changes, and then how we can help to keep it stable and stuff. Yeah, it's good to get extra skills for your work job.
Why is it important that Gambara people are looking after the country and helping Western science?
Oh, yeah, well, but it's science to help the animals and for us, because we, you know, eating the turtle for a long time, for centuries. It's been our food source. So we'd like the scientists to help us so we can keep them around for more years for the next generation to come.
Do you also look at nesting sites?
Yeah, look at nesting sites, beaches and things.
What is that like when you see a big mama turtle nesting? Can you tell me what it looks like?
Oh, sometimes they'll try and do a little diversion and go here, dig up, and then go to another part, dig up, to keep the prey thinking where they lay the eggs. And it's good. After you just go there after them and collect the eggs.
What about you, Edmund? What do you love about the work you're doing along the Kimberley coast in Dambimangari country?
Trying to keep everything stable, like the land side of it, and because now you've got a lot of traffic going through with commercial tour operators. I mean, they're good, they're coming to country, but just got those odd ones out, odd people where they're not behaving properly and doing stuff wrong. So, like, when I see other people come to country and respecting it like how I do and being our own country is pretty amazing for me. And I love being our own country because, you know, you get away from the town life and you could be free for a while as you're working out there.
I observe some of your ancestors' knowledge too when you're out there and the way they lived long ago. It's very nice, beautiful.
Wunnubu Gumbara Ranger Ildefonse Chenmora, he's a Gumbara man from Kalumburu, and Edmund Jungain, a Warora man who's a senior ranger with Dambimangari. As an aside, Edmund was awarded the Dambimangari's Ranger of the Year in 2017. He's been a ranger for 15 years. Next week on ABC Kimberley, you'll hear more about the coastal work of rangers from Badi Jawi Ranger Kevin George. They have all been in Broome this week for the annual 3-day forum of the Kimberley Indigenous Saltwater Advisory Group.